This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kunnison with Lin Mark and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. Now, yesterday, sources told Malaysia Kini that UMNO will end its alliance with Bersatu and Perikatan Nasional as soon as the emergency ends. Although the party has come out to deny the report, the Malaysia Kini report noted that UMNO President Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi made the decision to end the alliance at the Supreme Council meeting held in Janda Baik, Pahang last Friday. The source added that UMNO will also not accept any invitation related to the post of the Deputy Prime Minister. But again, to reiterate, that report has been denied as of yesterday.
Now, but this is against the backdrop of the fact that UMNO's relationship with Bersatu has been increasingly strained in recent months. Last month, Utusan Malaysia reported that a total of 189 out of 191 UMNO divisions nationwide rejected any form of cooperation with Bersatu for GE15. Only two divisions, each in Kelantan and Perlis, had agreed to continue working with Bersatu. So that has raised questions over the future of Perikatan Nasional and UMNO moving forward if their alliance ends. And what can we expect in GE15?
All important questions there, Lin. And to help us with this, we speak with Dr. Oh Isan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Isan, there are reports about the relationship between Bersatu and UMNO, as we mentioned earlier. But we've seen tensions build over the last few months. I guess the question here is, can either party win the election or GE15 on their own?
Well, I think the UMNO would certainly win a large number of seats, certainly larger than the number of seats it won in the last general election. But perhaps it would not be over the majority threshold to form a government of itself. It would have to have a coalition partners and so on. Whereas Bersatu would perhaps fare even less than what it did in 2018, because then it was winning under, for example, the Pakatan Harapan ticket. And by itself, it would have some difficulty getting support primarily from the conservative Malay community.
Why do you think UMNO will win bigger in GE15?
Well, that is presupposing, of course, that, for example, PAS would not come out to contest against UMNO, as well, they are officially partners now. I mean, under Muafakat Nasional, both UMNO and PAS. If PAS were to come out as it did in 2018, it would eat significantly into UMNO's votes, and thereby UMNO would at most repeat its performance in 2018.
So what will PAS do then? I mean, aside from maybe not directly opposing UMNO, which party do you think they'll be supporting? Is there any way that PAS could help bridge the gap between UMNO and Bersatu?
Well, PAS is simultaneously a very principled party, as well as, at least for the moment, fan-sitting party. It is principled in the sense that it does not deviate from its ultimate goal of making this rather, shall we say, religiously inspired society and polity as a whole, I mean the country. It is fan-sitting in the sense that it is trying to shop between UMNO and Bersatu to see which ruling coalition partner is more willing, is more conducive to PAS' ultimate goal of making the society a much more religious one. At the moment, it would appear that I think PAS is gingerly finding that Bersatu is more conducive to its ultimate goal. And therefore, it seems like PAS is moving slightly more towards Bersatu. But if UMNO could make a stronger counter offer, which is in line with PAS' ultimate goal, PAS would, I think, just as easily swing back to UMNO.
Now, Perlis UMNO Liaison Committee Chairman Dr. Shahidan Kasim has said that Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad is welcome to rejoin UMNO if he so wishes, but is in no position to make any demands. The question here, Isan, is will we ever see a scenario of Dr. Mahathir returning to UMNO, or is his political career entrenched with his Pejuang party of only four MPs there? I mean, never say never, but how likely is this situation to come to be?
Well, as you say, never say never, right? Malaysia has politics of the impossible. And of course, Dr. Mahathir has left UMNO, if I recall, at least three times, and came back to UMNO, but always on his terms. It would not be that he is in no position to make his terms and so on. He always makes his terms. So I could imagine him coming back, let's say there's a totally new or, as he perceives, untainted leadership in UMNO. And he's welcome back as a, I don't know, as a veteran or a senior and so on. But that, I think, is still quite far removed from the current political reality. Namely, UMNO is still led by people whom Dr. Mahathir does not quite like. Yeah.
I'm also very interested to know about MUDA. Do you foresee it will make any headway in GE15?
Well, I think certainly it's a very handsome and, I don't know how to put it, debative leader, namely Syed Saddiq would perhaps win back his seat. But other than that, I think he would have, again, difficulty to make inroads into the overwhelmingly conservative Malay majority.
Yeah, so that's curious, Ihsan. Do you really think that Syed Saddiq will be able to win the Muar seat back without the support of Bersatu behind him?
Well, that's why I say at most it will be just him winning back the seat. But frankly speaking, I think that even that is very difficult. But I think there must be some sort of working understanding between Syed Saddiq and Dr. Mahathir, such that, you know, they, even though they each have their own new party, I think at some level they are still working together.
All right. And on that note, Ihsan, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Now let's jump over to the poll here. Can Bersatu survive GE15 without UMNO? That's what we asked you over on Twitter. And right now, with about 120 votes, it's 76% say no, 2% say yes, they'll stay in government, 15% say yes, but win less seats, and 7% unsure of their situation. I'm going to reiterate what I told Ihsan earlier. Never say never, but, you know, it's all about probabilities at this juncture, right? And UMNO seems to be the heavyweight in the room. They are, I think, the single largest party in parliament outside of DAP, if I got my numbers correct. But basically, UMNO and DAP are the two heavyweights in the room, and then PKR is there as well. It'll be interesting to see how the coalition lines are drawn, right? Because that's where we are entering this arena of maybe you don't have the coalition to win, but you win the seats and then you negotiate a coalitional government.
Yeah, so it seems like UMNO pass as a coalition together, they will come back, having the single biggest block. I think then the question is, if there's a leadership vacuum in UMNO, then maybe that means Muhyiddin or Mahathir may come back as Prime Minister.
So it's interesting if you think about the fact that a year ago, almost to the day, we saw Lanka Sheridan. 1 year on, our politics is almost unrecognizable, and yet the machinations are still pretty much the same. We still have the same kind of landscape of political uncertainty, and we are going to be bringing you station-wide programming in conjunction with the anniversary of Lanka Sheridan tomorrow, so be sure to tune in. But I think for me, the big question when we, you know, out of what we were talking about with Ihsan is how much of an impact is Tun Dr. Mahathir going to continue to have? Because he's going to be 96 in July. And, you know, while one does not, who would have expected him to become prime minister again at, 92 in the first place? There are questions over whether he's going to make a third try at prime minister. And really, how realistic is that going to be now?
I mean, never say never, but
the politics of the impossible.
The politics of the impossible. When we're talking about how to persuade the unpersuadable this morning, but a real story here is also that's very true, right? Will he run? Will he won't run? What is the future of Pejuang as a party? Right now, it's only four MPs, five including himself. Mazlim Malik is no longer there. Syed Saddiq has gone off to join to start MUDA there. And the politics is changing, but it really does seem like the fight here is between UMNO, DAP, PKR, and Bersatu at this juncture. These are the heavyweights in the room. And then you have the other part, and PAS, let's not forget PAS, right? And then you've got the other parties, we kind of fill in the gaps there. This will be we can forecast all we want, but really no one's ever going to know anything until the actual polls happen, because any kind of forecast or data we have for polling is done in the past. So this is going to be interesting to watch. But as Lynn so eloquently mentioned earlier, tomorrow is the anniversary of Lanka Sheraton, and BFM Radio will be doing coverage throughout the station. So be sure to tune in with us tomorrow and stay with us and listen to all the different coverage that we will have. But right now, we're heading into a few messages, and then when we come back, the Breakfast Grill, where Philip C will be speaking with Hari V. Krishnan, CEO of Property Guru. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.